Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Double header for music today. First, I'm going to bring you up to speed on a brand new musical which opens in Cape Town next week. And then we'll give you a quick reminder of our new jazz feature on Sunday evenings as we find out what Gary Van Dyke is serving this weekend. More on that later. First, though, it is a great pleasure to welcome to our studio Kaelich Legumere, who is the co-director of Tsotsi the Musical. He's had a long and varied career in television, film, theatre, fine arts and academia. He's himself a published playwright, but this time he is taking on someone else's material, in the form, of course, of Athol Fugard's famous novel about a hardened criminal whose life is changed forever when he is left caring for a stranger's baby. Kaelich, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah,
it's a brand new show.
Absolutely. This is the first time it's going to be staged in any full professional capacity. Obviously, Zwai and Mkululi have been working on it for a number of years now, and they've had public workshops towards this, but nothing to the scale, nothing that is, this is the full first world premiere, yeah.
Can't wait to see it. Now, you've mentioned the names there. Zwai, of course, being Zwai Bara, your musical director.
Yeah.
He's composed the music for the show, is that correct?
Absolutely. He's composed the music for the show, and he's collaborated with Mkululi on the lyrics. So, book and lyric is by Mkululi Mabija, is also a fantastic writer. He's a lyricist, he's a NYU grad, and they've worked together to bring out this incredible sound palette. I mean, I've been saying in rehearsal that it really sounds like you hear South Africa in 20 numbers. Oh. We've got everything from a cappella music that feels like it comes from the four-part harmonies that you hear from a church, all the way to indigenous instrumentation, to the Kwaito vibe that you would expect from a Zwai Bala, to hat tips to people like MJ and musical inspiration that has come from there, to really complex textures. You know, most people think that he's just a Kwaito star. But, you know, he's a world-renowned composer who's actually going to produce the kind of sound palette that they're going to blow people's heads away when they finally get a chance to experience it. Yeah,
I've just got to say, I knew him when he was a schoolboy singing in the chamber choir in high school. And it was a voice that blew everybody away then. And, of course, a musical talent much deeper than just the talent of the voice alone. So I'm so excited to see the show. I mean, it's quite a change of direction. This is a Cape Town opera production in collaboration with the Artscape. But it's very much musical theatre. The publicist from the opera sort of said, make sure to tell everybody it's not what they would normally expect from the opera.
Yes, CTO, the opera company producing a musical. Yeah, it is a musical, and also everything about it has been unconventional. The creative team that we've put together, the artists in the room, it's an unconventional mix of people as well. You've got some luminaries in the music industry. You've got some first-timers on stage. You've got television and film actors. You've got, our lead is prolific when it comes to television and his own hip-hop career, but this is his first fully staged full stage production, Mxolisi Majozi, who we know as Zulu Boy. Yeah.
So he's your Tsotsi, the lead actor in the show. I mean, lots of our listeners will be familiar with the storyline either from having read the original novel or from having seen the Oscar-winning movie.
But absolutely,
that's a good more than 10 years ago now. What is it you think about this story that keeps it relevant, keeps it topical, makes you want to do this way of treating it at this time?
I mean, we've been talking about this for forever, because in developing towards this, you really got to know what the piece is about in order to make it. And it's a psychological study of one man's journey, of how it is that he has gotten himself into a position where he feels soulless and he falls into a life of criminality, and the process of redemption and reclaiming his soul. So it's about society, it's about masculinity, it's about femininity against that masculinity. It's about really the social units that make up a composite of a society, and a really deep, singular psychological study of one man who gains empathy. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, it's such an important message that nobody is beyond redemption, because
Absolutely.
You start here with a character who is so unlovable and so unlikable to begin with, and I can't wait to see how that journey plays out on stage. For those who've seen the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. How hard is it to work with material that's already been interpreted so famously, as is in this case with Tsotsi the Musical? Did you just go, look, we're not even going to think about the film, we're doing our own thing, and we'll ignore that? Or did you sort of play with the two intertwining it all?
Well, I mean, it is an albatross, right? You've got a world-renowned author. Some people call him the most important dramatist since Shakespeare. who wrote this novel. And then you've got the movie that was adapted and directed by Gavin Hood, which won an Oscar. So it's like, so then where's your interpretation? And I think that's the beauty of what we've done here. It's taken a completely fresh and different approach and gone, listen, what's at the heart of the story and how do we theatricalize that? This is not a film on stage, and this is not, you know, a book that is spoken through words. It really is in the medium of musical theater. It's a high moving, fast impact story, and it's very 2016. I mean, sorry, 2018. Shoot, I went 2 years back there.
2016 was the year all the musicians got bumped off. Let's not go back there.
Begging for more time in the rehearsal room. It's still 2016, please. But anyway, what then we're dealing with is a very contemporary look at the same story. And, you know, over now 30 years that the story has been revisited in different forms. You've got characters that form the central themes that we're dealing with, from xenophobia to how townships are formed in our communities and pockets. You know, it's set in Joburg, so it's got a very Joburg township experience to it. But it really is a contemporary take on what is some of the big ticket issues that we deal with socially today. So it's about actually saying those albatrosses help people know what we're doing, but we actually have embarked on a completely fresh and different take of what is a classic.
I mean, I'm thinking back to when I first saw the movie, and I actually saw it in two bits, because I started watching it, and it must have been about literally a couple of months after I'd had my first child, and I couldn't watch it. I got through the first scene of the hijacking and the baby in the back of the car, and I actually had to switch off, because it was so powerful and so difficult to deal with as a new parent, and I had to go back to it literally a couple of years later only to watch it. It is very difficult subject matter, and it's very emotional subject matter. As a result, is there any kind of age restriction on the show, or is it something that you're literally saying you can bring your kids with and have a hard conversation?
I don't 100% know what the producers have put on as the final age restriction. There are a couple of swear words here and there, and it is hard subject matter. So I would say that bring your kids if they're older than 13, and it is an experience that will enthrall them, but I don't think that it's something that, you know, is appropriate for very young children. It's a hard subject matter. But that being said, it's hugely entertaining and incredibly important storytelling that's happening there. So yeah, I would say above 13 for kids, for families, but by all means, please maybe come first and then see what the experience is like, and then bring a family unit. But really, it is geared for a more preteen to adult, late adult audience.
I had to ask the question because I know people hear musical and they think fun and laughter and great kicking up of heels and good costumes, and we'll go and watch that as a family. Might not be quite that kind of musical on this particular case. What's the plan? I mean, the run is from the 8th to the 17th at the Artscape Theatre. Where to from there? Have you already got a sort of a trajectory set for the show? What's going to happen next?
So this is the first outing of the work, and obviously we're putting it on stage to test it, and we're hoping that people come and avow it and love it and teach us new things. You learn so much when you put a work in front of an audience. You can imagine and dream all you want, but there's something about when theater becomes public that it all of a sudden you see with fresh eyes again, you know, because it is a medium that requires that. So after the 10-day run, we are looking at Joburg in July, and from there we engaging with producers from all over to think about where the show can go, but nothing is 100% set yet. But yeah, there's a long history for this show ahead.
Well, Cynthia's just SMS to say, I really hope it goes overseas. My daughter in the UK wants to see it. So add that to your thought process.
Cynthia will be trying to get that across to the UK just for your daughter.
Thank you. All right. Tickets and bookings already open. I know Cape Town's shocking at pre-booking in advance for shows like this, but how are the bookings looking?
The bookings, I've been told, are looking really good, really healthy. So people should be trying to book as early and in advance as possible. There's a lot of buzz around it. There's been a lot of media. The people are talking about it. Some of the matinees are also going. There are 11 o'clock matinees for people that can't make the evening shows. There are going to be some schools audiences in those matinees as well. But 7:30 every performance evening from the 8th, those are going to be the main performance evenings. And yeah, tickets are flying, so people got to wake up and go quick.
Okay, those tickets are at Compu. Ticket prices range from 125 to 280 Rand, depending on which show you're booking for. It sounds phenomenal. Can't wait to see it. Kylie Hlekumere, the co-director of Tsotsi the Musical. Great to have you with us, and good luck.
Can't wait to have you, and hopefully we can catch a whiskey together after.
Sounds like a good idea. Cape Talk, the music feature. Well, just to wrap up our music for the week, I want to remind you that our newish music show is back this Sunday. Jazz Sessions with Gary Van Dyke airs on Sunday from 5 till 7 p.m. And delighted to have a moment to touch base with Gary to chat to us about what he's doing in this space. Gary, great to have you back with us. And it's lovely to have you back on air in the space you love best of jazz music.
Of course, Pippa, and it's getting into the third week already, mm-hmm. and exciting times that I've been having on with a jazz session.
Gary, what's the feedback been from listeners in the first 2 weeks? I'm sure they must be delighted to have someone of your caliber back on here.
One of the major complaints is, it's too short, Gary.
That's always a good sign.
But it's been fun. It goes very quickly, but it's a great 2 hours. And of course, you know, I love sharing the sounds. And in Cape Town, they say, there's a saying in Cape Town, say, like some to break. Well, I love bragging. The reason I like bragging, I love bragging with the local talent, the Cape Town talent that we have. And I'm featuring quite a lot of it this week. And we're even starting in a long arm fashion, ballroom, strict tempo, because I love starting with big bands. And big band music is very closely related to ballroom music. So I've got the Montreal Sounds, Daryl Andrews' Jazz Orchestra, and the UCT Jazz Band to start us off. Jonathan Rubain, the bass player from Hanover Park, very proud of him, one of my musical sons, if you can call it that. He's just released an album called Victory Laps. I'll be featuring a track from there. Then there's also, you know, we've exported a lot of music musicians, people like Darren English, Tutu Powane has sent me a copy of her recording with the Brussels Jazz Orchestra, and she's another product of UCT, so I'm going to be featuring her doing a sort of soul classic, but in a beautiful big band style. So it's quite a lot of exciting sounds that I like to share, even some, what would you call it, music from way back, those legendary bands. So I've got a band called Spirits Rejoice. I found a recording from then, from the 1970s, and it still sounds so good. This is the band that featured Robbie Jansen with them, and I can't say led me astray in my youth, but don't tell everybody. And Alvin Dyers, the great guitarist, I'm featuring some of him because I popped in, I bumped into him in a supermarket recently. And I said, oh, Alvin, you know, I haven't played your music for a long time. I've been playing your brother, but not you. So we're going to include some of Alvin Dyers as well during the Sunday's program. But it's been exciting times, and I'm enjoying it tremendously.
Glad to hear it, Gary. And I know the listeners are thoroughly enjoying having you back. I'm glad you mentioned that you've put aside a Jonathan Rubain track this week, because I got to see his show just a couple of weeks ago. And
phenomenal.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun. The whole audience was on its feet.
Yes, you know,
Jonathan, up and down.
Jonathan doesn't allow me at his shows because I cry too quickly.
Oh dear, well I hope you won't be crying on air on Sunday, Gary, or if you do, it's for the love of the music. It's Sundays 5 to 7pm, the jazz sessions with Gary van Dyk. Gary, we're delighted to have you back, and hope you have a fun time on Sunday afternoon.
Always a pleasure, Pippa.
If you haven't tuned in yet, please make sure that this Sunday is the week you do so. You're going to have to watch Blue Planet first at 4 o'clock, and then tune in for the jazz sessions afterwards, 5 till 7 this Sunday evening.